Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Ferguson snaps, and the kick is pretty darn good.
Holy smokes.
A driven spiral sending him back to his 12-yard line. Through a hole, though, Cameron Johnson out to the 35. That was a 61-yard punt by Zach Davidson.
Zach Davidson, the Bills' backup tight end, one of their backup tight ends, with a 60-yard punt in the air on Saturday against the Bucs. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Nate is in. Football weather in the air, that football chill.
Pat Hammer tweeted that this week's going to look a lot different than last week.
Yeah,
60s. 60s and 70s, which I am all about.
Did you watch some college football over the weekend?
A little bit. Not as much as I would have liked, to be honest.
Kansas State and Iowa State?
Yeah, I watched a little of that game. I watched some of the Kansas, whoever Kansas played game.
Kansas played against...
I know. It's, no, I'm forgetting.
They won. I know that. Tulsa? No?
It wasn't Tulsa.
It's not Tulsa?
It wasn't Tulane
Fresno
either.
State.
Yes, Fresno.
They beat them 31-7. Matt Campbell, Iowa State head coach.
Yep.
They're ranked 22nd in the country.
Can't believe
they go to
he
Ireland.
Hasn't left for the pros yet.
He's been offered, right? Or maybe he's been talked about in interviews.
Yeah.
He's been offered bigger college jobs.
Yes.
He'll leave there eventually, right? He'll leave there eventually.
I mean, how long could you stay at Iowa State for?
I mean, he's done it already longer than I think most expected. He's done a good job. But yeah, he's been thought of as like a young, up-and-coming coach that'll go to the NFL one day. Although, is he even that young? He's 45. Okay, he's fine.
He's pretty young.
He passed the smell test for me on Saturday. So, this game's going on. They're in Ireland, mm-hmm. which, by the way, really making me want to go back to Ireland. All the commercials of Visit Ireland, and I loved that trip.
Aer Lingus, baby.
Yeah. Did you know Dublin has no buildings larger than 300 feet? Or 350 feet?
Like there's square feet?
There's no like height. Thank you. There's no tall buildings in Dublin whatsoever. So that game is going on, and one thing is I want to go back to Ireland. The other thing is late in that game, it's close. It's 24-21.
Okay.
And Iowa State's got the ball with the lead. They're up 3. And they've got 4th and 3.
Okay.
2:26 left in the game. 4th and 3. Their opponent has no timeouts.
Okay.
And they're on the Kansas State 16-yard line. So this is the ultimate test. Are you going to go for it?
Or kick the field goal?
To ice the game? Or the field goal of death?
Which gets you only a 6-point lead.
6-point lead, which means touchdown wins the game for the opponent.
Yep.
And he lines up to go for it. And I'm thinking, all right, Matt Campbell.
Sure.
It's a guy I think should be in the pros maybe one. And then they're doing the hard count. And I'm thinking, no, don't you dare.
Don't steal this from me.
Don't pretend to go for it and then not go for it. And that's what they do. But then he calls timeout. And I'm thinking they're going to bring the field goal unit.
Yep.
No, he brought out the quarterback again. And he brought out the offense. He goes for it on 4th and 3, and they get it. They just throw it to the running back on like a wheel route. They get the first down, game over. Kneel the game out. And I think if I'm an owner in the NFL,
I love seeing that. Yeah.
If you don't go for it in that situation, you're off my list.
Yeah.
At this point, we know enough about fourth downs. If you kick the field goal of death, you're never coaching for me.
I agree with you.
And I don't know that many owners think that way, but...
they should.
This guy, he passed the test, Matt Campbell, I thought, on Saturday. You got to go for it on 4th and 3.
You do got to go for
McDermott
it.
Would go for it.
He would.
2:26 left, 4th and 3, up 3.
Easier to do.
Could you imagine not doing it? Imagine they're in a playoff game against the Chiefs, and he kicks a field goal to go up 6.
Yeah.
How angry everybody would be, right?
Here's the thing, though.
You're giving the ball back to Mahomes, the chance to win the game. How dare you?
Much easier decision to go for it on 4th and 3 when Josh Allen's your quarterback compared to,
Rocco Becht.
Rocco Becht.
That's the Iowa. He's the son of Anthony Becht.
Figured that.
Former.
There were some sons. There were some sons out there yesterday in that Fresno State Kansas game. The Fresno State quarterback was Kurt Warner's son.
Oh, okay. That one doesn't make me feel.
We
old.
Are.
That one doesn't make me feel old.
But Anthony
Becht does more. Notre Dame's got a couple of sons on their team that make me feel old.
Plexico Burress.
Plexico Burress.
Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis.
Brian Urlacher's son, but he transferred.
He played for Notre Dame?
Yeah. And then last year, Ryan Clark's son.
That one does a little bit
he
more.
He plays for the Giants, I think, now. He got drafted, or maybe he was a UDFA with the Giants. But
okay.
Yeah, their quarterback.
Deion Sanders' kid.
Yes, well, their quarterback.
Thrown out.
Notre Dame's new quarterback, C.J. Carr, is the grandson of Lloyd Carr, the former Michigan head coach.
That one definitely doesn't make me feel old.
No, because he's old.
The grandson of Lloyd Carr?
Yeah. But yeah, I watched Lloyd Carr coach, so. But still. I mean, if Bill Belichick's grandson, would you feel old?
No.
Okay.
No. Is Bill Belichick's grandson like 40 or 30?
No, he can't be that.
How old is Steve Belichick?
Like 40.
No, sorry. I just made Bill 90 years old.
You did
Bill's
make Bill 90.
70,
yeah.
71.
Yeah.
Zach in Buffalo is next up. What's up, Zach?
Morning, guys. Hey,
morning.
You know, as somebody that was at camp, you know, I feel like I've heard a lot.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About Coleman and Palmer and Shavers and all these guys, but, you know, you were there. What is the pulse on Kincaid now coming into the season? I feel like I haven't heard, maybe I'm looking at the wrong places, too much about how he has progressed this offseason.
Good question, because there was a question about what his body type would be coming into this year. Was he going to get bigger? Was he going to get stronger? I have not seen a giant difference just by looking at him, but what it doesn't mean it won't show up in the games. He didn't play in the preseason, right? Was he out there at all? I don't think if he was,
maybe,
it wasn't much.
Maybe the first game.
I don't think he played in the preseason.
He had a catch. He had a catch against the Giants.
He did.
From Trubisky.
2025 preseason stats. I got one game started. I've got zero receptions and one drop is what I've got for him in the preseason.
Oh, maybe the catch he had got called back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there it is. 1 for 10.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, he definitely had a
catch. 1 for 10, and then he also had a drop, maybe.
There was nothing on the field he did that was consequential to me that, like, made me think, oh, okay. But one thing I do that did stick out to me is, I don't know if it was Josh on a podcast or if it was just on Hard Knocks, but Josh specifically called out, I think it was a podcast, where he said, you know, basically the question was, you know, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do to get better? What could you be better at? And he goes, you know, even looking back at film last year, he goes, I feel like I missed Dalton a lot.
He did.
He did.
He had one of the highest, in fact, I think he had the highest uncatchable target rate of any tight end in the league.
And and like we've talked about the irony of even when he was able to come down with a play, Josh kind of overthrows him and he gets the knee injury.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I would think he's probably in line for more of a bounce back season. I guess the question that I would pose to you, Joe, is do we ever see the rookie year Dalton Kincaid again? 72 catches, 670 yards or something like
that? That's about right.
And 2 touchdowns?
That's not even that. That's
not that
not
great.
That's not a tight end I want to give an extension to. Right?
No.
73 catches, 673 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He puts that on film this year. You want to pick up the fifth-year option? I don't. That'd be an upgrade from last year. I wouldn't want to pay him.
Yeah, it's a big season for Dalton Kincaid.
I mean, how about this? How about he leads the Bills in receiving in an individual game more than he did last year? How many games last year Dalton Kincaid led the Bills in receiving yards?
Zero.
Yeah, how about that? How about you be the guy in one game? Because he did not do that last year. How many times did he do it in his rookie year, you think?
Yeah, the fifth-year option is interesting because I wonder if they think we really like Dalton, but we don't want to pay him what the fifth-year option is.
Here's a way of looking at this. In 2 years, the last 2 seasons, Dalton Kincaid has led the Bills in receiving in 2 games. Then they were both against New England in 2023. Both New England games. He had 75 on October 22nd, and he had 87 in Week 17. Those are the only two games he's ever led them in receiving yardage.
It's not good.
Like, be the it doesn't have to be every week.
No, but how about games where you demand to be the focal point?
Yeah, like a game where they can't cover you.
Yeah.
Or this team's bad at covering tight ends and you eat them alive. Like, give me a couple of those. The question about how he's looked, I think most reports have been that he's looked very good in training camp. That his rapport with Josh has looked like it's been there.
We'll have Sal on at 8.
He got banged up a little bit, right? Last week he was down for like a minute. Not even a minute, like a second on the field.
And
he came back. So injury-wise, it feels like we're in a good spot. And again, like the body type, the size that they want him to put on, I don't know if that really has happened. He worked out in the weight room a lot. Tyler Dunn had those details. So I don't know. I'm not super, super optimistic for him this year, but I would expect he's going to be better than last season.
I would
not
too.
Getting to 500 yards or 50 catches.
Yeah, it can't happen again.
I think he
can't happen again.
At least tops that. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal coming up at 8. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off. Nate's in. If you want to get a call in, we have open phone lines at 803-0550. Cut down day tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we'll keep you locked in. And if we see any more releases in the meantime, there have been a couple already that Adam Schefter's got the list of them, reported cuts by the Bills. We'll keep you updated here on WGR.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.